It's that time of the day, business news. Ko taku hoa inaene, ko Nona Peltier. She's bobbed into the studio. High energy. Nona.
High energy, I've got
you
it are. Going on.
And you're here to talk about energy. Meridian Energy's new wind farm, Harapaki. This is interesting. We'll be ready to help meet this winter's energy demand. It appears that we may need it.
Well, I think we probably will, certainly by the warnings we've heard today. And yesterday, I got a bit of a text off of my phone from my retailer and asking me to cut down my power between 6 and 7:30, which, of course, I complied with. So there you go. But I think we can all pitch in by, you know, not wasting electricity at peak demand. But never mind that. Meridian's got it covered because they've got their wind farm. It's already running. This is going to be the second biggest wind farm in New Zealand. And it's based in the Hawke's Bay area. It was the one that was cut off during Cyclone Gabriel, State Highway 5. So there was a big question about what they were going to do with the wind turbines and so on. But in the end, they're ahead of schedule. So they are going to have, they think, by the end of July at the latest, they're going to have it at full capacity or ability to go that hard. But they're already running at 60%. And they think that that is enough power, once it's all up and running, to provide energy for the whole of the region. So it's a pretty big 176 megabytes, I think it is. But it's quite large, and in any case. And so I spoke with a fellow at Meridian about, you know, what were the ins and outs here, and were they concerned that we might run out of energy? And he said no, because the South Island lakes are doing really well. They're in good stead. They have peak demand contracts in place with their big consumers in the South Island, such as TY Point. That's the smelter down there. So if they need it, those guys will, like, drive down their usage of power so there's enough energy around. And asked him a bit about what's going on with Genesis Energy, wanting to bring in coal, you know, import coal, but then get some of the people in the industry to pay for it. He said, yeah, maybe, but I don't know about that. I didn't get a committal. He was more like, oh, yes, we talk about them. We talk to them every day, but were they talking about that? Maybe not. And TY Point asked how those negotiations are going. Well, they're still going, and that contract's due to run out in 2024. So hopefully this year we're going to hear more about that, but not today. No.
Okay, we'll leave you on that task, Nona. In the meantime, the number of people applying for jobs is increasing and the number on offer is shrinking. I feel like this is going to be a pretty crunchy figure. Hit us with it.
Yeah, well, according to SEEK, this is one of the employment websites, one of the more popular ones. The number of advertisements fell 4%, yes, in March. Annual drop of 30%. And the number of applicants for each job is up 5%. There's another recruitment firm. We're hearing from a lot of them these days. My guess is we're hearing from a lot of them because they're all looking for some work, because there's not that many ads out there from the sound of it. They're seeing a doubling in the number of applications across the country as the pace of public service job cuts quickens. And what's interesting, there's clear evidence that many of the people in Wellington are looking for jobs in Auckland. So just word to the wise here, rent's going to be an issue.
Expect a migration, an internal, movement.
Big competition for rental increase, I would say. Okay, so what do we want to talk about now? The markets?
Let's do a quick trot through, please.
Top 50 index fell nearly a third of a percent, down 36 points to 11,747. Kiwi trading, 60.02 US cents, 91.98 Australian.
Can I guess 47.8?
48.04, just saying.
Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there.